YWCA's bystander intervention workshops enable workplaces and community groups to contribute to the prevention of violence against women and gender inequality in and around metropolitan Adelaide. YWCA has now received a grant to deliver these workshops in regional areas, including Whyalla, Port Lincoln, Port Augusta and Mount Gambier. Lucy Hackworth is one of the team members who delivers these workshops to workplaces and community members. She joined me for a chat and started off by explaining when the workshops were first delivered.
They've been running since 2015. So YWCA Adelaide got a crime prevention grant to develop a community safety campaign called Rise Above the Pack. And it was basically to address problems with violence against women, particularly addressing how to help people step in when they do see violence and how to address broader issues of gender inequality and how that sort of sets the environment for violence to then occur.
Do you think people do find it hard to step in those kinds of situations?
Yes, definitely. I think a lot of people don't feel it's their responsibility. I think people don't know how to step in. Sometimes people are worried about stepping in the wrong way. Yeah, and often they're worried that if they do step in, they'll become the target of some kind of harassment themselves. So what our workshops are focused on is sort of teaching people how to do so in a safe way, but also how they might be able to assist in other ways that don't involve them putting themselves directly in the situation.
What are some other things that you teach in the workshops? What's the duration of the workshops, and are there a few follow-up ones as well? Is there a series of workshops, or is it usually maybe like a day intensive?
The workshops are 3 hours mostly, and it's sort of like designed to be a very sort of thorough overview of why violence against women occurs in the first place. So we talk about gender inequality, we talk about gender stereotypes, the scale of the problem, statistics specific to Australia and South Australia, and how all of these things sort of create a scenario where violence happens. And we talk about things like masculinity and how societal expectations of men to be tough, strong, to be the providers, mean that often masculinity is linked to violence and power over women. So we talk about how those stereotypes can be toxic for everyone, including men, of course. And in the workshops, we sort of work through all of those stats and that information. And then we talk to people about what a bystander is, what bystander behaviour looks like, and how they can get involved, in what different ways they can get involved. So there's all sorts of different levels of intervening, you know, intervening with a group of friends who might say sexist comments or racist comments, or actually doing something if you see something happening in the street. One of the things that's really important to us is to make sure that the workshops discuss not just violence against women, but also violence against other marginalised groups. As well, when we do talk about violence against women, that we're recognising how complex that can be and how many women experience violence and harassment that's based on more than just gender. So we're really conscious to cover things like racism, structural and institutional oppression, and homophobia, transphobia, because violence against women is quite broad and there's lots of levels in that, and people really do experience that very differently. So it's very important that we talk about the ways that people do experience violence differently, and also the way that society responds differently to certain people's violence. So that's something that is really important that we include.
And how do people respond to that? Perhaps when they sign up to do the workshop, they're thinking, you know, responding to simply sexist behaviour, et cetera, in various scenarios. But what about when they realise that actually gender's fluid? And when we're talking about bystander intervention, well, that could also, again, relate to women from cold backgrounds or marginalised communities. How do they respond to that? Have they thought about it like that in that way?
I think lots of people see gender as separate to other identity categories. So I think it's very easy to assume that you can experience one without the other, especially if you're white, middle class, heterosexual. But the reality is that if you're not, you're likely to experience harassment that includes both harassment for your gender, but also potentially your skin colour, your sexuality. and we know that certain women do experience and are at risk of harassment, especially in public. So it's really important that we talk about things like trans women's experiences of being in public spaces and women of colour, their experiences being in public spaces, because they really do differ, and it can be very damaging to not talk about the complexities of that.
Who do you usually present this information to when you do the workshops?
Yeah, we've delivered these workshops to workplaces, universities, community centres, government departments, local councils. We've done public community sessions and also young people as well. So we do tailor the workshops towards the group that we're delivering to, but they are designed to be mainly for adults, like I said, to raise the awareness of the links between gender inequality and violence against women. So it really is sort of directed at like helping adults unpack that, although we have, like I said, delivered to younger people. Obviously starting early is critical in this kind of thing, and talking to young people about these issues in a different way, but framing the things around the importance of addressing gender inequality from a young age. We're actually about to start delivering these workshops in regional areas. So mostly we've been delivering in and around Adelaide, and we received another crime prevention grant to start taking these workshops into areas like Port Lincoln, Whyalla, Port Augusta, Mount Gambier. So yeah, we'll be delivering those starting from about March.
Can you tell me about how people respond to the workshops when they're delivered?
Sure. The workshops are very interactive, so we get people's responses all through the workshop, so we learn what they're thinking about, what we're talking about, and what might challenge them, but also what revelations they're having about perhaps stuff that they've noticed but didn't sort of realise was maybe a broader trend or didn't have the language to talk about that. So yeah, we obviously have that feedback happening, and each workshop is evaluated, and consistently the data shows that people have an increased understanding of the role that they can play in reducing violence against women, particularly for men. So men who attend the workshop have said that they've learnt a lot about what they can actually do, and a greater understanding of what bystander intervention actually is. And they also mostly have said that they feel more inclined to actually be a positive and an active bystander.
Flipping it on its head, these workshops are for the people who are participating in them, but what about for you as someone who delivers the workshops? What's it like for you to present this information? Are you sometimes surprised by people's reactions?
Sometimes, yeah. It's an interesting topic to talk about, because I think as a woman, it's very personal, and it can be very emotionally draining to talk about this kind of stuff. Mostly, on the whole, it's a really positive experience. Most people are really enthused to know that they can take a more active role, and lots of people have, I think in general, do feel a little bit stuck in how to address sexism and gendered harassment themselves in different parts of their life. So it's really empowering to see the way that people feel safe to talk about their experiences and sort of feel energised by the fact that people around them are learning and are open to discussion. And often these are topics that get shut down in general discussions. So, you know, the opportunity to talk and sometimes vent and learn new things and learn information that helps counteract those kind of sexist behaviours in society is really powerful.
I think that's such a key word there, providing a safe space for people to be able to talk, because that is so much a part of it. If someone is unsure, they're unlikely to ask.
Absolutely.
Or if they're ashamed, or maybe what I think isn't quite right, I don't know what to ask, I won't ask anything, and hence they won't learn anything. Do people kind of admit that as well, that perhaps they were afraid beforehand to ask questions about it?
Yeah, they do. And what comes up quite a bit is a lot of the common misconceptions that people have around the statistics and why we focus, for example, on men's violence against women. And those misconceptions are things that we spend a lot of time unpacking, just so that people do have the right information and so that they can feel safe to ask those questions, because ultimately we would rather people ask their questions so that they then have a clear understanding and then can pass that information on.
Do you have other plans for the program's future?
This year, and the plan is really to deliver workshops in regional areas. We're also undertaking a bystander intervention video project, so we're recording people's experiences of intervening themselves or experiencing harassment in the street and having someone else intervene. Sometimes the experience of not having anyone intervene and what that felt like. We're really excited to create a new resource that's locally specific. And then going forward, our plan is to just continue to roll out these workshops throughout South Australia. And a platform of YWCA Adelaide in our state election strategies is to push for government funding for bystander intervention workshops to support the delivery of workshops in South Australian workplaces and also within government departments. So we really want to continue to deliver as many workshops as possible.
Lucy Hackworth from YWCA talking about the bystander intervention workshops.